to the State Patrol about, what is it, 3 weeks ago. Do you have my file there, whatever it was?
Was this the triangular-shaped object?
Right.
Okay.
And the reason I'm calling, I almost forgot about it, you know, and then I just picked up the Inquirer, and I'll be damned if his description didn't exactly match the thing that I saw.
Well, this is the one seen in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, their description is exactly, except for the color of the lights.
Okay, well, could we get a the description of what you saw right from the beginning?
Okay, my girlfriend saw it, too. We were both, you want the whole story?
Yes.
Okay. We were driving up on Camino Island,
right,
and we saw what we thought was an airplane crashing. Okay, so I mean, being logical and rational people, we stopped at kind of a crossroads type thing there where you can take an upper road or lower road, or we could go backwards. So if the plane crashed, you know, we'd get away from the explosion and everything.
Yes.
So we stopped there to decide what to do, you know, where the thing was coming down at. As I was looking up at it, you know, I was just scanning the thing. And the reason we were sure it was an airplane was because of the flashing red light and the two headlights, like landing lights, right?
Right.
I mean, I've seen enough airplanes. I know what landing lights are, the big beams that come down and everything.
Right.
And all of a sudden it dawned on me, you know, as I was looking up at it, I was looking at the lights, and the lights were going straight ahead. So the thing wasn't crashing at all. It was just giving, you know, the appearance of crashing. But what it was actually doing was flying level just above, you know, just above the treetops.
Yes.
So I said, okay, no sweat. And about this time, it was flying very slow. About this time, I said, Karen, there's no sound to that thing. You know, we were in our car and everything. I said, there's no sound. And then we looked up, and there wasn't any body to it. Now, this was what I said. Now, you said, didn't you say there wasn't any body, too?
It
looked as if you could almost see through the middle of it. And this is how, anyway, it had that type of appearance where we knew it wasn't anything that we'd ever seen before. We knew it wasn't no wings, and it was triangular, right? You know, I mean, we could really see it well because it was almost right over us.
Yes.
And at that point, we decided that it wasn't anything that we wanted to have anything to do with. I mean, it literally scared the hell out of me.
Uh-huh.
And so I just stepped on the gas and got the hell out of there. And then about, as I was driving away, I said, God, you know, we really should follow that thing and see what it does. And by the time we turned around, it was gone.
I see.
And so I immediately reported it. Now, if you want a full description of it, triangular with flashing red light in between the two big, I call them headlights, and the Inquirer call them searchlights, whatever, the big beams coming out of the front.
Yes.
Okay, I wouldn't swear on a stack of Bibles, but I had the impression from looking up at it that there was no body to the inside. How do you like that?
Well, in other words, you feel that the center was just completely hollow.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But now, Karen at the time didn't observe that. So I'm not perfectly sure of my judgment on that, you know.
Yes.
Okay. What have I forgotten, Karen? The big beams, triangular lights all the way around it. I mean, like, not like three lights. The lights were all the way around the perimeter of it.
Okay, how about the color of those lights again?
Okay, those were just regular lights.
White?
That's white lights.
White lights, okay.
They do not match what they evidently saw in North Carolina.
Yes. Were the lights continuous?
Were the lights continuous? They were, weren't they?
Yeah,
they were continuous.
Okay.
That's right. I mean, the only one that blinked was the red one in the middle.
Okay.
And like I said, I mean, we thought it was an aircraft to begin with until the last minute.
Uh-huh.
Pure speculation now. Something had to give the appearance of the thing crashing for us. If I don't think it was flying parallel to the ground. You know what I mean? I think it was tilted.
I see.
Because, to give the appearance of crashing, it would seem to be the rear lights, and you know, would be slanted up, whereas the headlights would be coming straight out. Because I was sure of the headlights coming straight out. Because that's when I no longer feared the plane crashing, or whatever it was. You see what I'm...
Yes.
Do you have a picture in your mind? high, what I'm talking about. It wasn't very high at all, and it was traveling very slow, too slow for any normal aircraft, except for, of course, a helicopter, which can hover. But a helicopter at that distance, you'd definitely hear and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And we would have seen the props. Or, you know, we were looking for anything on the thing, but it was just a solid mass. Or at least the perimeter of the thing was. Okay, well,
do you have any visual estimates regarding the how far away it was?
Okay, you take your ordinary tree, whatever, what's the height of about an ordinary cedar tree? Yeah. What are they, fir? And just the average fir tree in a forest and double it.
I see, okay.
All right, double or triple it, somewhere right in there.
That's still pretty low.
Yeah, very low.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have any visual estimate regarding size?
Okay, size, Karen. It was bigger than the one that they saw. Yeah, they said the size of a Cadillac, and ours was bigger than that. The one that we saw was bigger than that. It wasn't much bigger than that. I'd say about 2 car lengths in length, and maybe a car length and a half in width.
Okay.
You're going to have to translate those things into feet, you know, just roughly.
Uh-huh. Would there be any possibility of getting a drawing of this from you?
Yeah, in fact, we made one right after we saw it, if we still have it. How do you like that?
That's great.
Karen, do we still have that drawing that we made right after we saw it? Yeah. We made it up at Camino right after we saw it, and I'd have to go up there and check to make sure that we still have it.
I see.
Yeah, with my mother cleaning, I don't know what she got. Yeah.
Okay, now, have you determined exactly what part of the island you were on at the time?
Yeah, it's Sunrise Boulevard.
Now, is that, what side of the island is that?
Okay, that would be the inside of the island facing Warm Beach. You know where Warm Beach is on the mainland there? Do you have a map?
Warm Beach?
Yeah, it's facing Warm Beach.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have a map there?
Not right here, no, but I have checked it on a map, and I couldn't find the name of that road on the map.
Yeah, that's because they just put it in this last year.
I see, okay.
Okay, so you won't find that road there except on an absolutely completely new map.
Okay.
All right, so it's the inside of the island facing... What direction would that be facing, Karen? Facing east.
Where your cabin is?
Well, the road that leads up where we saw the UFO.
Oh, really? That's facing southwest.
Which way was the UFO coming?
The UFO was going northwest.
Yeah, the UFO was heading north to northwest.
Okay.
And we were looking at it. It seemed to come right over us, and we were situated at that time right there on the west side of the island, right? Okay, right as you come onto the island, right? All right, we're on the east side of the island. Okay.
Okay.
Right as you come on the island, there's a main road. And on any map, that road will fork. It will fork
right.
Either left or right.
Right.
And we began seeing it right there at the fork.
Right at the fork, okay. That's
okay.
Fine.
And then we didn't quite stop at the fork. We took a left turn on the fork. Okay. And then there's another branch in the road, and it was right at that branch where we finally stopped to make our decision of which way to go to get away from the crashing, which we thought at that time was an airplane.
Okay.
And it was coming, like I said, it was coming right over us, heading towards, kind of like it was heading towards Whidbey Island, right?
I see, okay. But how long do you feel you observed that?
Okay, how long did we observe that? Yeah, about three minutes, I'd say four minutes. But we didn't stay to watch it, remember? As soon as we saw that it was something unidentified and we didn't know what it was, we made it.
Do you notice any interference with the car at the time? Was the car radio?
No. Now, this was another reason that we didn't want to stay. because I've heard about things like this happening before, and it was a dark road and a dark night, and we just weren't prepared for any kind of unusual happening.
Yes.
And there wasn't anything that did happen. There was another car that came down the other road, and it seemed to be, you know, from what we could observe, it wasn't having any type of interference at all. There was, you know, it was just, there was no contact made at all.
And did you report this to any agency other than the State Patrol?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Why, you want me to?
No, no, that's fine.
I had to borrow money to phone it into the State Patrol. It was long distance, so believe me, I was pretty, I mean, we were pretty shook out.
Well, I can understand that. It takes person by surprise, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it happened again, I'd definitely stay and observe the whole thing, because I've been wanting to see one all my life, you know. And then it comes to the final moment, what do? I check it out. So.
Well, I've often wondered what it would happen if I saw one myself.
So. Well, I'm going to be kicking myself in the rear end now for a long time. And I write things off pretty easy. I mean, if I didn't just grab an inquirer, I probably never would have called you guys about it back. But that just, I mean, their description, I mean, it's just, okay, it seemed to be triangular or V-shape. I could make out reddish lights on one side, okay, or green on the other. That didn't miss. There was no sound at all, same as mine. Had one big spotlight, the first guy says, and the other one says, you know, two big spotlights. V-shaped with blue lights, a ball of red light in the center. There were two big beams like searchlights. I'm reading from the Inquirer.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Like I said, we didn't see it take off, but we went about a mile and turned around, and when we turned around, it was gone, but it was flying so low that it could have just gone into a hill or a gully or something like that.
Now, did those beams from the object, did they appear to be directed to the ground?
No. That's what I said. That's why I knew it was not crashing. They were completely parallel with the tops of the trees. When I first came out, I thought, you know, like I said, I thought the thing was crashing. But I still thought it was crashing until I focused my eyes on the beams. I mean, that's the logical thing to do is look at the direction of the lights, and then you can tell whether it's coming down or whether it's flying level or what direction it's flying in. So until I focused my eyes on the two big beams that were coming out, I was still worried about the thing crashing. In other words, it was giving that impression of coming down. But it wasn't. It was flying parallel.
In other words, these beams were almost like headlights.
That's exactly what they were.
Right.
They were like big headlights.
Right.
Or airplane landing lights.
Okay, do you think that we could get a copy of that drawing?
Yeah.
And we would also like a map, now, it doesn't have to be too detailed, showing your position in relation to the object and
All
the
right.
object's movement.
All right.
And you have our address?
Did you send it when you... Did they send the address on that? Oh, I'm sure you did. You'd have a return address on the envelope.
Yes, oh yes.
Okay. So, and it might be about a week.
Oh, that's fine.
Because I have to get back up there again.
I see.
Stuff.
Now, could we have the name of the lady that was with you?
Yeah. Well, why don't you just talk to her? Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. You're a lucky one. I wonder if we could get your name for additional witness.
Okay, it's Karen.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, that was really strange. You know, I occasionally pick up the Inquirer just for something extra to read, and it was on the back page. It was this week's issue, and I took they have a drawing of it. I took one look at that, and I said, my God, you know, and so I quick read the article and called up Ted, says, you won't believe this. So
We released a story in relation to that activity back in North Carolina. Would you like me to send you a copy of it?
Yes, would you?
Sure would.
Yeah, I would be interested in that.
Sure.
Yeah, because I thought, wow, you know, and then, well, I can't even quite remember the date we saw this, the State Patrol. I don't know if they keep...
No, they have it on their record.
Oh, they do. Was that about the first part of June? Was that it? Do you have the record there? I can't even quite remember if it was the first part of June or July.
It's on that card that they sent me.
Mm. No, I've got the... It's upstairs in the office.
Yeah, because I can't quite remember when it was, but no, this one from North Carolina, I think, was first part of the year or something.
Right, it was in April. They were having quite a siege of reports there.
Mm-hmm.
Very low level.
Yeah, this one was very low. Well, I'm the one, I think, that when Ted was looking more at the road driving, I was looking around and first, I think I first spotted it and said, hey, look, there's a plane crashing.
Huh.
And then we both started discussing it and slowing down and so forth. So, yeah, that was something else.
Okay, can I talk to Ted again?
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Well, we sure appreciate your calling. Because this is what we refer to as a classic case because of the closeness.
Right. Now, is there any chance that I can find out any more information on the stuff they saw in Carolina?
Yes, I can send you a copy of that also.
I sure appreciate it.
Yeah.
And let them know that we spotted, one in the same family anyway, down here.
Uh-huh.
Because I've never seen, I read the things, too, whenever, I'm glancing through the papers or stores or anything.
Yes.
And it seems to be so much different than any of the others that have been spotted, lately. I mean, just this one. That's why I thought it was so unusual, is the fact that I had never seen any others, shaped like this. And then all of a sudden, at the same, similar time, reading about these people in North Carolina that saw it.
Right. Well, this triangular shape has been seen quite a bit since the North Carolina activity. And we're just wondering if we're not dealing with an entirely new race.
Oh, yeah.
Visiting the area.
Uh-huh. Well, there's no chance that it could be military or anything like that.
No, that's been discounted completely.
Uh-huh. Well, you've been following it then for quite a while, huh?
Oh, yes. 20 years.
Not this type, though, huh?
Off and on, a triangular shape will show up. It has over the years.
With the beams and the flashing lights?
Not necessarily with the beams, no.
Yeah. See, this is what was so unusual to me, and that's why I was so convinced at the beginning that it was an airplane.
Uh-huh.
When you're convinced it's an airplane, it takes quite a bit to convince you that it's not.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
That's when you stop on the gas.
That's right. Okay, well, I'll get those papers to you.
Beautiful.
Bring them out. And I hope you can give me some more information, too.
If we do, we'll let you know.
Okay, thanks an awful lot.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye.